Welcome to the Dad's Night Podcast, where ridiculous becomes reality. We're your dad hosts. I'm Chris Parrish.
And I'm Tommy Reed.
I don't even have an intro for this, Tommy. We are live at the hometown fair.
Look, we got live music. We have amazing stuff going on here. It's like a who's who of Dad's Night.
This is the celebration of the FOPs.
It really is.
And first of all, we got to give a shout out to Craig
yep.
and Kathleen Peerless. We're on their patio right now. Now, I texted Craig about a month ago, and I had a great idea, which is this. And then he said, this sounds good. I got to run up the flagpole to the boss, Kathleen. She said, one thing, you got to make your queso. You make your queso, you can do it on my patio. So we got queso, which I just remembered I haven't broken out yet.
By the way, Chris, that is like world famous queso, yeah. By the way.
It's going to be a tasty pot.
It is.
So we are across from the beer garden.
We are live from
we
the
are live.
Beach.
You're looking live,
Tommy. Fair.
And
we are looking at the beer garden. There's like about, like I'd say there's about 3,000 people in there.
It's a 3,000 people. Everybody's starting to wander over yep. here. We got a lot of FOPs. And here's the thing, Tommy.
A lot of FOPs.
We're the only podcast right now live from Hometown Fair. I don't see Howard Stern anywhere.
No. Howard Stern's not here, but
Joe Rogan, nowhere to be found.
Dynamite Chris Parrish and Tommy Reed.
That's right. The only podcast that cares about you, Manhattan Beach. And we're happy to be
here. We care about our FOPs.
Celebrating the FOPs. We got Sarah Kirstie in the background right now.
Dr. Sarah Kirstie.
This is a who's who. One of our original interviews here. We got Jeb Terry. Jeb and Robin Terry in the house.
Yep. I think he was our third interview. And then we have Rich Tedesco.
Rich Tedesco's here.
We have a special guest, Chip Kelly, here.
Big win. Took out Washington.
Took out Washington
at home
night.
On a Friday. Now he's free on a Saturday.
Yeah.
So I heard, I can't verify this, I heard that Chip called the Pac-12 and said, the podcast is going on Saturday. I need to move my game to Friday. That's what I heard.
Yeah. You know, look, I texted him exactly where we're going to set it up. Yeah. He's like, what's going on here? I need to stop by. And he's here.
Here he's here. Well, there's a dog here.
Dog here. Your queso's here.
Queso's here. We're looking out at this fair. Haven't had a chance to get to the fair yet, Tommy. You and I both had games.
Yes, we did.
How does your game go today?
You know, Grayson had two goals today, so
nice.
We won that game, and
nice.
I'm very happy about that. My daughter's game, you know, it's tough to watch first and second graders play soccer.
It is, because they're just bunched up.
Yeah, they're
right?
bunched up, but yeah. like we tied 1-1. But let me just go back here. Chris, this idea was fantastic.
Thank you.
I mean, you have a live podcast coming from the hometown fair. We're giving back to the community.
Giving back to the community.
It's all about community.
It's about community. It's about celebrating where we live, the greatest town on the planet. We got a band that is playing.
It's a cover band of Rick Springfield. It's amazing.
Yeah, this is good.
But you know what's great? You got a case of cold hams right now coming on here.
Cold hams in the cooler. I got a backup case in the fridge downstairs in the garage.
You know what? I'd like to bring our first guest.
Let's do it.
Let's bring our first guest in here. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeb Terry. Jeb, what do you think about the live podcast?
The live podcast here is just pretty incredible. We got great views. We got great action, cold beers. Kind of hard to beat.
And you know, we have queso coming out here in a second, too.
Did you say queso?
Queso. Parrish queso.
Orange or orange.
Oh,
or
yeah.
White.
I smoked some queso today. I went orange today.
Orange. Is there meat in it?
There's chorizo in it and some jalapenos.
Wow.
And I did a little, a little holy cow rub. I smoked it over, did I use today? Pecan.
Wow.
For an hour.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Can't wait for this.
It's in a cooler. I'll get Craig's attention to break that out for everybody.
So that's the beer garden.
This is the beer garden. This is the beer deck. You're absolutely right. This is the beer deck right here. Have you ever been into the beer garden, Mr.
I've been
Terry?
To the beer garden.
Yeah? And
I'm
what do you think
I
about
that?
I'm
thinking I need to make that? A lap through there. So.
You need to make a lap?
Yeah.
I mean, you might need security.
Just to go say hello.
Everyone knows that you're a major FOP.
That's right.
Only when I'm with you.
Is it tough for you to walk through a fair like this after being on the podcast?
Well, it was tough because they said, we heard you once. We heard you might be coming back today.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
I mean, the noise, the action going on about the podcast. Today,
yeah. It's the talk of the town.
We're there.
It's going to be tough for us, Tommy. I think next year they're going to want us to have a booth, but I don't know if that's us because then we're taking away from a local business potential. You know, we don't need to be there.
We need to be above. I like looking down the beer garden.
We want to be up top.
Look, you're on the deck.
Yeah. Did you guys go through and eat? What have you been doing in the fair today?
We did a tri-tip, and I got to say, that thing delivers every single time.
I thought it was very salty this year. I got to be honest.
I'm a salt guy. Give me more salt. My snub chili cook-off winner,
ooh.
Very salty. Like, I still am salty. About
no marketing.
About the
no marketing. Yeah, no marketing.
Unbelievable. Who's going to market their chili? My chili markets itself. We know that.
It really does.
You know that.
I mean, It came late, and you still got votes.
We still got votes. But now, you got to look at this, man. The community is amazing. Look at this town. It's incredible.
I actually saw that your daughters were having a little lacrosse tent over
Harper's
there.
Harper's at a booth right now.
LA Select. Harper's got a booth. Robin set it up last night. Oh, man. She's been killing it.
She's an FOP. She's
an FOP. But, yeah, we got a little LA Select lacrosse tent. I think their game is lacrosse pong.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, pickleball, lacrosse.
Is she making any money? Is she earning right now? Is she volunteering?
We think so.
Yeah.
You know, I saw them out there with their lacrosse sticks marketing.
Yeah.
I mean, we just needed them at the Chili Cook-Off. It would have been,
by the way,
that would have been nice.
You're not going to be able to shut me up this year at the Chili Cook-Off. I might come with a PR firm.
Oh, wow. I love it. The Cosm PR.
That's a bold claim.
The Cosm team might come.
You came in. You came in.
Fully immersive chili. Brace yourself.
You came in pretty arrogant this year.
I didn't come in arrogant. I came in confident.
You did come in confident. You're right. And your chili was good.
Thank you. It was good.
Chili was good. I think there was a little bit of home cooking. I think it's tough to win.
Totally agree.
It's an away game for all of us.
For everybody. Yeah. By the way, except for Don Reed. He's got a special acorn pot.
Copper pot. Copper pot.
That has position 1A.
Yeah.
On the line?
Yeah.
I'm not naming names here.
It's like walking into a game and you know the other coach, the ref is his dad. That's what it felt like.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, it wasn't fair. I'm just kidding. WOP, Don Reed can make some chili.
It's not bad. It's good chili.
It's like
good
Nick Saban.
Let's make that clear.
You know, it's
very
like
good chili. Yeah.
You might have a upset that year, but she's going to come back the next year and try to defend her title.
It's great chili, but I bet whatever is in that copper acorn pot wins every year.
it's a three time. Just make her a judge.
You need another hams?
Unbelievable. I always need other hams.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, let me have a FOP Matt Neiman will go get you. Can you get him a ham?
Three hams.
Sarah Kersey's. Why is Sarah working right now?
Dr. Sarah Kersey's here, ladies and gentlemen.
Dr. Sarah Kersey gets Saturdays off. I mean, no working for Sarah Kersey today.
She came here. She wants some cold hams. What is your?
Hold on, we got a beer delivery.
What is your best memory of the hometown fair beer garden?
I don't know that I can say one stands out. Do you have one?
Yeah, when I was single and before I met my wife, I'd come down here, all my cronies, and just trying to get all the cougars. I mean, that's a cougar den in there.
It is.
I mean, you look
I heard
there,
it's called ponchos
I mean,
out there.
There are some women that are dressed up. You think they're going to the Derby.
Yeah.
They're going to the hometown fair beer garden.
It's the, some people will call it a scene in there.
I mean, do I see bikinis in there?
It's a great scene in there is what
I mean,
is.
There's bikinis in there. There's dresses. There's derby hats. Everything's going on in there.
You know, listen, part of these people out here are professionals, okay?
Yeah, they are.
They know they got last call at 5 o'clock. Let's shut this thing down at 5:30. These are
tickets.
Volume people out here.
Yeah, volume, heavy volume.
I do see a lot of people double-fisting over there.
Yeah. What I like is a lot of them ran the 10K this morning. So
FOP Andy Norman in the house,
already.
By the way.
That's
you
it.
Go from the 10K to the hometown fair to the beer garden. It's a big day.
Look at this. Andy Norman, FOP, brought over some meat. Let's go try this.
I'm going in.
Oh, my God.
That's ridiculous.
Wow. Thank you, Andy Norman. That's so good.
Wait, so just out of nowhere, watch out. There's a dog. There's a plate of beef.
Shows up.
Andy Norman meat.
Andy Norman in the house. He's making us. He's mixing us a drink right now. Tommy and Jeb are eating beef that appeared out of nowhere.
Yeah.
FOP Andy Norman is back here mixing drinks.
Yeah.
We're about to break out the queso.
Love it.
Some of my daughter's soccer team is here. We got FOP Matt Neiman behind you.
Yep, Matt Neiman.
He's going to try to break out a cigar in a minute, he asked me.
Yeah.
Guys, doesn't.
I allowed. I don't technically own this property, so.
Oh, Van Hess. Van Hess, come
Van
on
Hess, up.
The
Van Hess,
the Van in the house.
Van get up here.
Over here.
What? Ladies and gentlemen, we have Van Hess.
Van Hess.
I got a baby behind me.
Get
out
here. Great BCS sponsor.
Van, come
on
for what?
All right, we got Van Hess here.
Great BCS sponsor.
Did he just?
Van Hess. Jersey sponsor.
Hey.
You.
Jerseys this year. Come on.
So, look.
Give the listeners what they want.
Let's do it.
Where you going? What you doing? What you excited about? Brought to you by Postal.io. Hey, dads. What's the easiest way to delight your customers and prospects? Sending one-of-a-kind corporate gifts, of course. It was Postal's offline marketing software. Get a free trial at postal.io/dads. Chris, what are you fired up about?
I mean, Tommy, I'm fired up about this right now.
I mean, we have a packed deck right now.
This is crazy.
FOPs everywhere.
We got Andy Norman mixing drinks. We got Dr. Sarah Kirstie talking to Matt Neiman, hopefully teaching him some manners.
Episode two, episode three, Jeb Cherry. We have episode seven.
We got Rich Tedesco back there.
Rich Tedesco, what are the old track guys?
Chip Kelly's hanging out.
We have Vanimal over here. We have Robin Terry over here. We have Dr. Sarah Kirstie.
Who's on the phone? Is that Van?
Fantastic.
We got Robin Terry in the house.
Robin Terry's in the house.
Bye, Chip.
Chip Kelly's leaving to come back. I think he's going on a beer run.
I think he's going on recruitment.
He's on a beer run.
I think he's recruiting more people.
I got the finger that he'll be back.
Yep.
That's for sure.
He did.
Yeah, he's like, I'm coming back.
He saw it, wanted to test it out. He's like, this is a place to be. He's going back to probably get in jail.
So let's do this. Why don't I turn the questions back on to you guys?
Let's hear it.
I want to hear a little bit more about, I mean, by the way, we got to get some titles on this thing. Official title. I mean, we know your Dad's Night podcast. What will you call yourself?
Head engineer. Yeah.
All right, Tommy?
I'm very humble.
Talent acquisition.
That's true. That's what you
are. That's what I know. Or the booker, booker.
Well, tell me this. What episode are we on?
Ty Law, which I haven't mixed yet. It's 227.
It was hard to get you. I had to contact your PR firm. I had to get your agent involved. I mean, it was pretty hard to get you down.
You went deep.
I had to remind Robin that morning.
That's right.
I said, Jeb knows he's coming on, right? And she's like, no, I'm going to triple text him.
Let's get Robin on here.
Bring her on.
Let's get the real Terry.
Robin Terry. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
This is
Jeb O'Terry. Jeb Terry's wife, Robin Terry. Come on in.
Robin, what's going through your mind right now?
I would rather be dancing over there with Jesse's girl.
It is a good tune. I asked them to play this for you because we knew we were going to bring you up.
Good.
I've actually seen
him live in Tampa.
Have you really? When was this?
Yeah. You remember we went to the DeBartolo
event?
Fundraiser.
Wait, Eddie DeBartolo?
Yeah.
Like Niners owner.
Well, they live in Tampa.
Yes, but they live in Tampa, and they host a...
And he got Rick Springfield?
They had Rick Springfield.
I'm in the wrong business.
They get some unbelievable performers. Yeah. They had Belle Biv DeVoe?
Nope.
Next? The band called Next?
Boys to Men.
Oh, Boys to Men. Yeah. Well, they're all part of the East Coast family.
By the way, how did I not pull that?
Like, oh, my God.
Oh, how, what,
well, because it seemed too obvious. It seemed too obvious.
Way too obvious.
No, little Motown Philly.
They had Boys to Men. They had, what's the Kroner? The little Kroner that was, it's not Frank Sinatra, but.
Nancy Sinatra.
The little guy.
Sammy Davis Jr.?
Nope.
Dean Martin. Pearl Jam.
God.
Don't know who you're talking about.
Yep, they had him.
Okay.
This sounds like an amazing party. Why?
It's a great.
Yeah.
I should have known you then.
It's an incredible
And then you
party.
Then you should have taken.
Yeah.
You would. They wouldn't have let me in though. I bet.
Where I met Chuck Liddell for the first time.
Who?
Chuck Liddell, the Iceman.
Really?
UFC.
Yeah, I know who that is.
Yeah.
We got to get him on the pod.
Yeah.
Somebody just lit a cigar. Can you smell that?
Yeah, I think it's Matt Neiman.
Everything's happening up here.
We got a lot of action over here. Kudos to you.
This
guys.
Is thank you. This is it's exciting. It's fun to have you on.
Glad to be back.
Well, it's always fun to have you on.
You know.
But it's like a little bit of a bookend from, like, you were very gracious to come on when we first started. We didn't know what the hell we were doing. Yeah. And then you came on. You made it legit.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Then all
that.
Of a sudden people are calling us back. Now I got a publicist. Maybe not. All right.
Can I just come on in. Chime in here real quick?
Robin Terry, Tommy Reed is here.
Robin Terry already has enjoyed a Keystone. Now she's enjoying her hams. Robin, what do you think of the Keystone and the hams combo?
I mean... Keystone is a good go-to because I'm a big Coors family supporter.
We love Coors family.
Yes.
By the way, you know who makes hams? Molson Coors. Yeah.
There we go.
And you listen, no matter where you live, you can't take the East Coast out of us.
You can't take it out. By the way, shout out to the local firemen and fire department, man.
Absolutely.
I spent some
Manhattan
great
Beach
time
Fire
with
Department,
guys.
Absolutely.
Manhattan Beach Fire Department, local LA, all those guys. Really incredible work they do. I mean, did you see them out there on the 10K
today? I do.
They're out here supporting the hometown fair, all the public service.
Absolutely, and they're all out here making sure we're safe because we're all jackasses.
100%.
Well, Jeb, right. I'm going to shout out Robin Terry, FOP, one of the most patient women in town, along with Don Reed and Amy Cinco.
There we go.
Great mom.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to you guys. Thank you, Terry family. Go have a seat on the couch.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have another FOP. You might have heard his name.
Oh, he's handing us drinks right now.
The man of the meat, the Rocker Brothers King himself. Ladies and gentlemen, he's a mixologist. He's a meat lover. Ladies and gentlemen, Andy Norman.
Yay!
Wow, thank you.
Andy, I was watching you mix this. Now, you know I have tremendous respect for you.
What do we have here?
What is this?
This is the original 1944 Trader Vic's Mai Tai.
Really?
Whoa!
Yes. Holy crap.
Cheers, brother.
No wonder. It took you like 10 minutes to make this.
No, I actually I batched it at home, put it in my Bar 533 bottle, and shook it up here with some ice. I added the garnish, and what do you think?
This is tremendous.
It's strong, so that's why I use a lot of ice, and pace yourself.
Guys, we are having a good time here, and if you look at the podcast deck right here, you think that Hams was our official sponsor. I mean, there's like Hams cans everywhere. Andy, let's talk about the meat you brought over in the bag. What did you bring over? Everyone, Andy Norman is known for his meat. Tell us about the meat you brought over.
I'm known for meat in a bag. Yeah, so I brought some charcoal grilled tender tails that I cooked last night, reheated today with some Wagyu tallow, tossed with reluctant trading sea salt, and there was a few pieces on the plate of 84-day dry-aged Black Hawk Wagyu ribeye.
Wow, and where is that meat from?
My good friend Shelly Rocker and Rocker Brothers. I'm very fortunate to have known Shelly for a long time, and we get all the best meat.
You know, so you were one of the first podcasts we ever had. You're a longtime listener. People want you back, Andy.
Thank you.
Andy,
you have
there is
no
high
idea
demand.
How many people were inspired to go get cast iron skillets because of you.
Yeah, no, it's an honor. I'm happy to share my knowledge. I still view myself as an amateur. I'm always learning. And my latest obsession is right in front of you here, this tiki drink. I'm completely obsessed with tiki cocktails right now. And this is the original. You know, all the best tiki drinks came out of the 1930s, 1940s, 1950s. It was kind of a thing of escapism because back then, you know, air travel was out of reach for pretty much everybody.
And so I love it.
Yeah, so like Don the Beachcomber and Trader Vic's, these guys, these places started popping up and people could go in there and feel like they're in the tropics, which nobody'd really been there. And a lot of these drinks from back then, they're very good and they're very strong. And, you know, they didn't really start putting all those juices in these drinks until they showed up in the 70s in Hawaii. So this one, it's a little strong, but that's why we use lots of ice.
There's a reason you're Andy Norman.
So I have a good question for you, Andy. What is your favorite podcast besides your own that you've had on the Dad's Night? Have you listened? I know you listen to every podcast.
I really enjoyed Randy.
Randy Wilson?
Randy? No, no. I
can't. Randy Hamilton.
Randy Hamilton. Yes.
Oh
the
yeah,
Hamilton
Rockstar
family.
Money Manager.
Yeah,
Randy Hamilton.
Wait, where's
Randy?
Randy?
That's a very
right
highly.
Yeah,
that's like that's trending. He's actually going to Ohana Fest. You know, his client Jack White's playing tonight.
Eddie Vedder's playing as well.
He's at Ohana Fest right now.
Man, great guy. So. It just really struck a note with me because how he talks about how he grew up and he didn't have a dad and he really wants to be present for his kids, and it was really an inspiration. And I got to give a shout out to BCS Football and Alexi Wall. That was an amazing one too.
You know, since we're on the BCS note, I'm going to give a big shout out to everyone in Hermosa. Please go vote for Ray Jackson. He's a BCS coach.
Oh, Ray's
dad.
Running?
Ray Jackson is one of the greatest human beings I've ever met. He's going up for a election for mayor of Hermosa. Go vote for Ray Jackson, one of the greatest guys you'll ever meet in your life.
November 8th.
We have a lot of FOPs here. What do you think about the hometown fair and where we're at right now, Andy?
It's amazing, but it looks like a zoo down there, and I'm glad we're up here.
I am glad we're down there.
I'm just, you know what? I'm just waving people up at this point.
Yeah, I mean.
I've taken full control of this house.
How much security do we have down there? Do we have a velvet rope down there?
We should get a velvet rope. We don't have that. Another once again, I want to give another shout out to Craig and Kathleen Peerless for having us here today.
Yeah,
I mean, absolutely amazing.
Without them, we don't have this vantage point.
We don't. I mean
this is
the best
prime time real estate.
This is the best spot in town.
Absolutely.
Right now. This is amazing.
Chris, I see people waving at us like we're rock stars over there.
Yeah.
We're waving to everyone over in the beer garden. Oh, there they are, waving to us.
Tommy, you and I were made. I mean, to have people tell us how great we are. I mean, like this is our wheelhouse.
You guys are awesome.
It's truly amazing.
We are nothing without our FOPs, and this is great.
Well, speaking of FOPs, I'd like to bring up Dr. Sarah Kurzia here. Dr. Sarah Kurzia,
here she
ladies
comes.
And gentlemen, two-time podcast host right here.
Thank you, Andy Norman. Thank you, baby.
You know, Chris, when we were walking up here, somebody actually stopped and thanked Sarah for, like, your podcast is absolutely so inspiring to me as a dad. So let's talk about that, Sarah. First
wow,
off,
Tommy.
What do you think about the Hometown Fair podcast?
I mean, I think this should be an annual event.
I think you're right.
I think you need to take the pod on the road more often.
This is amazing.
Dr. Sarah Kurzia's wisdom is just...
She's so smart. She's a PhD, Tommy.
I know.
So you got to listen. We got to listen.
You
and her
two are
advice
the best. I mean, this is incredible.
I mean, so let's go through all the schools here.
Oh,
right here,
okay.
We got. She's like, I got more schools than the Pac-12, I think, right now.
She's been to half the Big Ten schools. Not a lot of
Tommy,
people know
I got
this.
More degrees than a thermometer.
Yeah, there it is. That's it right there. I mean, like, how could you not love her?
Hey-o.
We all love her. But look, that last pod, the back-to-school pod, is resonating with the community. They really appreciate that. It's helping out a lot of parents. We thank you for all that. And we thank you for just wanting to always support Chris and I. And
of course.
Just constantly giving us like more advice, things to talk about. Colonoscopies.
Oh, my God. I can't believe we've gone 30 minutes into this thing without bringing up a colonoscopy.
Here, folks. Oh, my God. This is crazy. Don Fatone's in the house. This is unbelievable. This is like a who's who here.
This is really a who's who.
I mean.
If I care about you, you're on this deck. Unless you're my wife, you're not
Van
here yet.
I see Van Hess over there. Van Hess over there. Vanimal. Bill Kotzman's in the background somewhere over there.
You guys have groupies.
I mean, we do have groupies.
Well, we have two, but they're married to us. They legally have to be a groupie.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
And I have to
say
they're
actually better tennis players than both of us.
No doubt about it.
I love this friend of the pod hat. I'm very happy that you gave it to
me. So Sarah Kersey's wearing our limited line.
Yeah, a very limited FOP. What number is that inside there? Usually, I think Chris is going to scribble somewhere.
No, I haven't done it yet. This is number one.
There's no number.
Okay, number one. Okay,
Sarah Kersey's number one.
Yeah.
I'll get a marker and I'll write number one.
We have somebody flown out from New York, Sanjay Vishnupad from New York FOP.
I love it. Welcome.
He's friends with all the.
Ooh, he's got a nice cool Keystone light, Tommy.
You know, and it's his birthday weekend, so we're going to get him on here in a little bit.
Oh, if it's his birthday, he should sit here.
But yes. Sarah, is there one podcast besides your own that you really resonated right now that with you? Like, I know you listen to every single one of them, and we always thank you for doing that, and thank you for always telling your friends to listen. Which podcast has really resonated with you?
Yes, I was fascinated by The Influencer.
Oh, Dan Weinstein.
Oh, Dan Weinstein.
Yeah.
That was incredible to really think about how he's built his community and how he's thinking about YouTube and thinking about the next generation of social media. Like, that to me was really interesting. I love hearing everybody's stories about how they've built their businesses from the ground up. That's really inspiring, and I can take a lot of information because that's not usually the...
That's not our wheelhouse.
Right, like ideal in education and parenting and not really business. So to hear about how somebody grew their business is really fascinating to me.
Yeah. The funny thing about Dan Weinstein, Tommy, is that yesterday Dan Weinstein and I dominated on the pickleball court.
We had a great day at pickleball, but it was like six guys just hanging out together.
Just hanging out, and that's the great thing about
pickleball. It was awesome. I mean, I learned a lot from Scott Burren and Luke Kalis.
FOP.
FOPs.
Yeah.
But like you and Dan were in a zone, dude. You were like... The doubles team that you couldn't be touched.
You know, Dan and I just kind of get on the court and we play our game.
I love it.
You know? And the thing about us is we don't have to talk to each other. We know. Let's just recap. There's a who's who right now. No, you're not leaving, Sarah Kersey.
Yeah, you're not leaving, Sarah. I know she's...
Right, FOP, Kapil is in the house right here.
Yeah, Kapil. Yeah, FOP over there.
So just as a...
Walker Shiflett over here is in the house. Steve Baker just got his Ty Law in their house.
Steve Baker in the house. We got to have Steve Baker on the pod.
It's unbelievable. Mark Bumpa.
Oh, hey, did you bring any lemons?
Oh, my God. He brought some lemons, too. Look at that. Oh, my God. Yeah. Right in your pants. Here.
Wish Weinstein. Here, have a seat. How are you?
Hello. I'm good.
I want to introduce your favorite podcast.
All right. I'm going to interview both Weinsteins now. Cheers.
What's going on, guys?
So, Dan, we were just talking about – we asked Dr. Sarah Kersey, what's your favorite podcast that we've done so far? She mentioned Dan Weinstein. I said, funny you say that because Dan and I were on the court yesterday.
I heard.
Absolute domination.
Yes. Good way to spend a Friday afternoon.
Good way to spend a Friday. You and I just showed up. It was maybe your idea.
Yeah.
You said, let's just go out there and knock the ball around a little bit.
Yeah, and I had not played with Tommy before, so that was a...
Hadn't played with Tommy. By the way, I don't ever want to play without Tommy because when Tommy's on the court, every shot you make is the greatest shot anybody's ever seen.
Unbelievable. He's the biggest cheerleader. And then, you know, some line calls a little questionable there maybe. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Ooh. So we have here, hometown fair, we have an election coming up.
Yes, we do.
November 8th.
Yes.
Yes. Wish Weinstein. I've seen your signs all over town, including in front of my house.
I actually just ran out yesterday and got...
You ran out? You got some more signs.
I got 200 more yesterday.
Okay.
I ran out of the first 400, which I was told I would never be able to give out, and I gave those out in like 3.5 weeks, and I got 200 more yesterday, so I'm ready to go.
It's super fun. I've known you a little over 7 years.
Yes.
And just, I bike around town a lot. Yeah, that's good thinking, Tommy. That's good thinking.
We're there.
Thank you. All right, go stand over there. I'm in the process of it. All right.
Put him in the corner.
Great. All right. So good idea, Tommy. Let me finish my sentence. So I go around town. I see your signs everywhere. You run up for school board, Manhattan Beach, election November 8th. Why did you decide to do this? How you feeling? What do you want to change? What do you want to contribute?
So this is something I've always wanted to do. I've been going to board meetings long before it became popular and controversial to go to board meetings. I was a teacher before I had kids. I've always been incredibly passionate. I've worked at every level, you know, PTA president, district advisory council president, MBF board, you name it, I've done it. I understand how the system works. I understand school finance in California is a completely different animal than any other business. And I have a really deep understanding of how it works and how you have to be creative and grants versus categorical funds and just the way that different things come in and what you can do with what money and what you can't do with other money. And also when, you know, inevitably we have to make cuts, my experience as a teacher will right. allow me to make those decisions where it's actually going to be the right thing for the kids. It's just who I am. It's something I've always wanted to do.
She was literally born to do this.
I can tell. I love your passion. This is a wonderful town, but I love it when people say, I'm going to go and actually make a difference, right? And so you're very passionate. You always have been.
And you have to be willing to put in the hours. And that's the thing that I don't think a lot of people realize.
Yeah.
I mean, it's basically a full-time job, and it's not a paid position.
Right.
And I've spent thousands of hours with all 8 schools over the last 8 years. Dan jokes that I work more hours than he does sometimes.
She definitely does. She works way harder than I do. I shouldn't admit that.
Well, we know
this. My son has even asked me, my 8-year-old in the spring at one point, he said, Mom, I'm just not understanding this. He's like, you work way more than Dad, and he gets paid, and you don't. And he just couldn't. He's like, I don't get it. Why are you doing this?
Let's get down. This is a forum for you, and this is a safe space. What could Dan be doing to help you out a little bit more?
Well, he's got the sticker.
He does have the sticker.
He neglected to wear the hat this afternoon, which I was a little
bummed. She's an influencer. She's got merch.
Yeah.
You are an influencer.
Well, by the way, when he said that, I was like, well, I got to order the hats then, right? Because you guys got your hats. I was like, I need my hat.
I love it.
He's been great. He's, you know, helping with yard signs, just telling everybody. And by the way, the best thing is that he has taken over a lot more of the time with the kids.
Right.
Because I don't obviously have as much of it at the moment. And to me, knowing that he's swooping in and the right things are happening and the kids are getting what they need, that makes me feel like I can be doing what
it's
I need
awesome.
To be doing. And we've always been a team, and there's times where he's working harder, times when I'm working harder, and it just kind of works.
And Dan and I had a good conversation offline at Grunion's, our meeting spot, a couple weeks ago. And I'm starting my own business, right, which I'll talk about in a pod down the line. But it's hard to do without a supportive partner. But it's not easy to do with a supportive partner, but, like, that's what it takes, right? And Amy, my wife, she's like, I'm behind you 100%, and I know what this is going to take. We're going to do this together. And you've supported Dan so much in his endeavors, right? Very successful, sold the company.
She literally, I came to her one day and said, I'm going to leave my cushy job
right.
during COVID,
yeah.
start a new business, make no income and invest some of our own income into this business. And she goes, okay.
Of course you are.
Sure, right. Let's do it. We're in.
Right. There's nothing that
I've
you
never
can.
Had a, I have never had a doubt in him.
It's awesome.
Since the early days, I just, you know, I did let him come out here about maybe 8 months before I did, just so he can kind of hit the ground running. But I've always believed in him. And by the way, the feeling he believes in me, and we just really, that's why it works.
We had a conversation last night, Amy and I, and I'm, like I said, I'm starting my own business, and she looks me in the eye and she's like, there's nothing you can't achieve. I'm behind you 100%. And then I sit there going like, what did I do to deserve this person? She's the smartest person I ever met, and she believes in me. That makes me know that I can do it, right? I'm not going to step down. So
yeah.
Kudos
Absolutely.
To both of you, and this is your time.
By the way, the whole thing, the whole reason, you know, for your podcast and for her running is we just love where we live. We
Isn't
love
it great?
This community, and we just want to keep it the best it can be. Right?
This is ridiculous, right? Like,
Look
I'm a dude from Michigan.
Right, you're broadcasting from a beer garden and a fair, and there's just everybody around. It's just
there was nothing
things.
About my upbringing in suburban Michigan, go blue, that indicated that this was going to be happening someday, and this is nuts. And I'm looking around. We're so blessed. Dear friends, all this stuff. You know, trying to improve this community that's already awesome. So kudos to you.
Thanks.
And
well,
I'm rooting for you.
What it's all about. I mean, that's what drives me. That's what sold me on this town. I mean, it's just from the second I got here, everybody was just so welcoming. And,
it's awesome.
You know,
it's basically like the Midwest, except we happen to be like a mile from the ocean and it rules. So it's awesome. Well, listen, Wish, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
The only reason I'm here is because the beer line got too long and you've got nice, cold, free beer
I understand
here.
That. By the way,
I got to go check out this podcast going
on. Look at all these schmucks over here.
Yeah, right. They're all waiting in line.
Waiting in line to pay for beer. We got ice cold hams.
It's perfect.
By the way, we got backup hams in the garage. I'm getting to know this house. I kind of own like 25% of this house at this point. But where's Tommy? All right.
I got mega producer Steve Baker. He's smoking a... We're both smoking Cubans right now. Matt Neiman gave us some Cubans. Here, we need a picture of this.
No,
right
I'm
here.
Good. I'm good.
Oh, God.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we have Steve Baker, the man, the myth, the legend, and the mega producer.
Mega producer
you
Steve
know
Baker.
His show's on HBO. He's a big friend of the pod.
Cheers, boys.
Steve.
How are we doing?
How do you feel about a live podcast across from the Hometown Fair Beer Garden?
It's wonderful. It's a great idea. It's also a nice respite from the crowds.
Exactly,
really
and you've
smart,
earned it.
Really smart.
You know, there was a Carrie Hayes sighting there, so like she's probably gonna make her way up here soon. As soon as she sees you.
Yeah, for sure.
Is Jess out here?
No, she's at home tending to the children.
I saw her earlier.
Jess
she
Baker,
was like,
FOP.
I was gonna make an FOP friend of the podcast banner, but Parrish decided not to use her.
No, we're gonna put Jess to work.
You saw her about $250 in. That was before the next $250 in. But it's all good. It's all for the kids. It's all for the kids of Manhattan Beach.
For the
it's
kids.
All for the kids, but let me tell you.
Love the children.
She is amazing.
Yeah.
And Steve, thank you so much for your support of other Dad's Night podcasts.
There are more treats to come.
I know that.
Don't
Steve,
tease me right now.
Do you have a favorite episode
so
far?
You know.
Besides the Ty Law, which hasn't been released yet.
I like the Sarah Kersey episodes. Yeah. I think they're really,
Dr.
really helpful.
Sarah Kersey is a very
popular. Tough to beat the FOP.
I like those. I like the ones that are usually into finance and things like that. Just like
Rockstar money manager with Randy Hamilton, another
like
big
Randy,
pot.
Randy
he only had
right.
one. He has one excuse that I will accept, and he's using it right now. He's going to see Eddie Vedder tonight.
Well, his client's Jack White of the White Stripes.
Yeah.
So
he's
Jack
a busy
White's,
man.
Yeah, I mean,
you're gonna get Jack White on here. He's probably has some kids, right?
Probably.
He's from Motown.
Probably gets him in there.
Yeah. Well, the podcast I'm going to try to populate it with about three or four more people. Chris knows.
It's great. You know, your support, your love of the community.
Love you guys.
And we love you. But
we love Steve Baker.
What is it like? Tell the listeners that aren't from here, what's it like being part of this community in Manhattan Beach and South Bay? Tell us about the pride you have for it.
Well, I mean, it's very welcoming. I mean, to work like yourself, like in Hollywood, and then like come here and just like everyone be very, you know, nobody really cares what you do. No, we just like we're very like, he's a great guy, she's a great gal. Everyone hangs out. Everyone's offering a helping hand all the time. You just, I don't know, just really great. It's like very Midwestern kind of feel to me. And I grew up in New York. You grew up in Jersey. But you know, went to Ohio State. I went to Michigan.
Yep.
Chris knows that Midwestern.
Great rivalries, friendly.
I always feel like if someone's always like, hey, you want me to take Carter? You want me to take Hadley? You know, I'll take it right after this game. If you need to help, you're running to something else. It's fantastic. So, I mean, that's been great.
You know, by the way, we have our favorite intern, Lainey Parrish.
Lainey Parrish in the house. She's taking pictures,
so we're going to give her some photo credit right here. She's amazing, guys. She's our FOP extraordinaire.
I am smiling, babe. That's what I look like when I smile.
Mark Mompop.
Steve Baker. Steve Baker, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Stevie. All right, Mark, we've talked about you on the pod. Let's have the listeners hear the dulcet tones of your voice.
You want to listen to me? Talk.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, Kelly Kotzman, how are you?
Very well. Thank you, Chris Parrish.
I like your backpack.
Thank you.
How's your day going?
It's been fun so far. Very hot. Check out the fair.
It's definitely hot.
Yep.
It's definitely hot, but we're cool up here. We got ice cold drinks.
Yeah.
We have an umbrella. There's some smoked queso somewhere.
It's delicious. Wait. I've been hearing about it all day, and I finally just tried it. It's divine.
Wait, the
Thank
queso
you.
Or the podcast?
No. Well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, you made queso?
Yeah, did you have some?
I haven't had it yet, but
it's
if
right
you
there.
Made it, I'm going to walk
it. Smoked queso.
Over, get it.
So listen, I want to just real quick talk. So you talk about COVID. One of the blessings out of COVID, and I'm being honest with you, is you. So COVID hit. They shut the gyms down. So we started doing a workout on the beach Saturday morning. It's called Beachbody.
Yep.
And then one day Todd brought this dude named Mark, which is you. And you started coming to the workouts and stuff, and then I met all you guys, like this Grandview crew and all this stuff, and it's just been tremendous. And then of course like life gets back going and Saturday we got all these games and stuff. I saw you reffing earlier today.
Got to for the kids.
But it just shows you like these different parts of the community. these different people. We love them. We all just like hang out. We love to hang out. I can always count on Mark Monpaul to hang out.
Absolutely. And Chris Parrish, if you ever gave me the nod, you know that I'm going to be there.
Yes.
But your workouts on the weekend were amazing.
Because I'm actually a physical specimen.
Absolutely.
Dana, what's up?
I learned that later on, but it was actually pretty cool. You guys loved my socks.
Mm.
When it got cold.
One of the few people that ever wear socks on the beach.
Yes. But you guys always looked at me while your toes were freezing. I was nice and warm.
You're right. You were laughing.
Yep.
You were laughing.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to bring on the next FOP. All right. Mike Kersey, come on up here. Take the center seat.
Chris McCaso.
You good? Good. Thank you.
Mike Kersey, ladies and gentlemen, if you need any handiwork, there's only one person to call. He changes my light bulbs, my treadmill belts. It's basically my anything I have to do.
Mike, I think that any normal man should be able to do. Yes. Tommy pays me to come
Mike,
over and take care of
it. Time out. Right. What's it like being married to an influencer?
I mean, major.
Holy shit! Friend of the pod, Brooke Billings in the house.
Oh, Brooke Billings is here. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, you'll be on it, and we gotta.
So the question was, what's it like being married to Dr. Sarah Kersey, one of the biggest influencers in the South Bay?
Yeah.
Every day I wake up and I think I couldn't have been luckier.
You couldn't have. You like. So here's the thing. We all know this.
Yeah.
And I'm your friend. I love you to death.
Right.
And you're great, but like we all know. You're married to an influencer.
Major.
And you're a lucky man.
The best thing I ever did was to marry up.
Yeah.
Like we all did.
We all did
all
it.
All three
Absolutely.
Of us married up. There's no
Absolutely.
Question about it.
There's no way on God's green earth that you could imagine that any one of the three of us could
No, it doesn't add up.
Wonderful ladies that we're
No.
married to.
It makes us better men. And by the way, your wife is making us all better husbands and better dads.
She's making the community better dads.
She really is. But yeah. Mike, you're also making sure that the community stays. You want your house to look good? You want curb appeal? Mike Kersey. I mean, like, when you're not on set, you're basically at my house fixing shit, aren't
That's
you?
That's true.
It's pretty much what it boils down to.
Mike, do you have a special podcast that we've done at Dad's Night that resonates with you besides your own wife's podcast?
I think the influencer podcast was really
Dan Weiss was really a win.
You know, obviously, there's my top two are Dr. Sarah Kersey and Dr. Sarah Kersey.
Absolutely.
Like everyone's.
Like everyone.
I mean, that was the one podcast, Tommy, where you and I were sitting there listening going like.
Yeah, we didn't really talk.
What is happening right now?
I mean, virtual burgers.
Which we got to do, but we got to do virtual queso.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
People seem to be enjoying the queso right now.
People love the queso. I think it's already gone, Chris.
All right. So, Mike, let's talk about some of your upcoming projects. You know, at my house.
Yeah, so we've got the fence coming.
We got the fence. We got to do the side of the garage.
Yep. I did teach you how to use the saber saw the other day. That was
You know what? I'm going to post a picture of me using the sawzall. It's your sawzall.
Yes.
It's a sexy picture.
It was my grandfather's sawzall.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was an heirloom.
It's an antique.
I mean, there's a line to get up here, Chris. There's really a line.
I'm just looking over the fence right now.
I know. You're looking over the fence, but there's a line to get up into the Dad's Night Podcast HQ right now.
This is great. Everybody's wasting their time.
We're live on location, folks, at the MB Fair. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Kersey, how can we find you on Instagram? How do we hire you?
That's a good question.
Mike and I are working on that.
Ping Tommy Reed.
DM me.
He's my agent.
Fees just went up.
Fees just went up. There's a big commission now, so be prepared.
Yes. Mike, thanks so much for stopping by the podcast.
Love you guys. You're my brothers.
Love you, brother.
Thank you, sir. Okay. I saw FOP Brooke Billings out there somewhere.
Brooke Billings, where's he at? You might know him. He's our sponsor. Friends of the Pod shout out. The one and only
look at that
Olympian.
Hat. Look at that.
Wow.
Hat.
Mr. Brooke, I like that. Wish Weinstein, vote for Wish Weinstein. That's great.
Oh, Wish Weinstein. Yeah.
You got everything.
Number one.
Guys,
how are you,
if
buddy?
You're looking
like
for
your
a luxury South Bay realtor, there's only one to shop.
By the way, I've been getting compliments all day on my hat today. My
Which
Brooke
I don't
Billings
have
hat.
Mine yet. I don't have mine.
You want a black one?
Now you do.
I like it. Black and white.
Now
here we go.
How were the teams today? How were sports?
I actually might start dancing right now.
All right, go ahead and do it.
My teams went 0-2.
Oh, that's a bummer.
It's probably like my fantasy team that's going to go 3-1, but I am the top of the leaderboard beforehand. I'm going into this victory with some beginner's luck, which was I don't want to be dead last.
No. Who is dead last in our league right now?
Probably Dr. Ahmed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, he's a busy man.
He's a busy man.
He's saving lives.
He is saving
terrible our, fantasy player, great doctor.
He's a terrible fantasy player.
Yeah.
Incredible
Brooke,
doctor.
What's it like being crossing the beer garden right now? I mean, you are a part of the Daz Knight podcast. You're a sponsor. What's it feel like to be crossing the beer garden right now and owning the VIP area?
I kind of like sitting in my castle looking down on everybody.
It's great, right?
Yeah. So this pad is unreal. It's
how
like,
good have my reads been lately?
Well, you know
I
what?
Actually
I
added punctuation.
No, you did not add punctuation.
I added a couple commas.
Have you seen this thing? Let me find it.
Pop, get us some beers. More beers. Whatever. Keystone.
We're live from the NBA.
So, Tommy,
Fair,
hold on. I'm going to do the FOP shout out read.
Let's see how he does, Brooke.
Ready?
I want you to give it a rating. I want you to rate this. Here we go.
You can rate it from 1 to 10, but you're obviously going to pick 10. Friends of the Pod shoutouts brought to you by South Bay's luxury realtor, Brooke Billings. Looking for a home to buy or sell in Manhattan Beach, Hermosa Beach, or anywhere in South Bay? Look no further as the one who gets the best results and the most market value for your home is none other than Super Dad himself, Brooke Billings, serving his hometown Manhattan Beach and the South Bay for years.
Brooke, what's it like being a sponsor of the podcast?
Look, you guys are doing all the legwork. I feel like...
But it's hard to read this thing. That's most of the effort.
I feel like I got a bargain.
Yeah, I would agree.
This.
Oh. You set our rate card, by the way.
Yeah,
that's like a standard.
That's true. I've got a bargain going into this. Like I'd pay over $2 million to jump into this. You guys got everything you want. Look, you guys got bird's eye view. I feel like I'm sitting in my castle looking at the.
We're very blessed when Craig and Kathleen bought this house, right? About. All right, see you, Dan Weinstein. We love you, baby. Bye, Wish. Bye, Wish.
Vote for Wish.
I am on board with Vote for Wish.
When,
I've got
when,
signs up in front of my house. There's nobody better in the South
Smile,
Bay, too.
Smile, Brooke. You're
nobody
the best
better.
One out of all. Phone the shout-outs. Brooke Billings shout-outs, FOPs.
It is the talk of the town. All of our buddies are ready to go. There's a plethora of dads that will be coming up with interesting jobs. I was just talking with Dan Weinstein down at the beer garden. And there's probably like 500 dudes in line who are so interesting that live here, support the community that you guys have not even tapped into yet. There's everything going for you guys and what
you guys
are doing.
It feels like the beginning. There's so many people doing interesting things.
Yeah.
Everybody loves the community. Like the sky's the limit right now. We've just started.
You guys have just tapped into a very small amount of potential into this community.
It is. And I got to tell you, the FOP segment, I love when we get to it.
We love it.
Love when we get to it. And, you know, so I last week I shouted out Simon Cody, who's the STEM teacher at Laney School, because he made this amazing trophy. And he was just so happy, like, to hear that. You know what I mean? Yeah. And just to hear that somebody appreciated it. And, I mean, everything he does is great. But everybody loves to hear their names called. And it's, like, super fun because everybody's doing nice stuff for everybody throughout the community, and that's how we keep this stuff together. Like, everybody's walking through here. It, you know, as great as this fair is, there's so much volunteerism that goes into it, and people putting blood, sweat, and tears in it just to make it fun for everybody.
I think one of the first pods I listened to was the guy Zane from MB
Tunamel. MB Tunamel, yeah.
And he gave a shout out to my buddy Ian, freshman, who was the bubble. And it's like, I think you guys are the bubble of podcasts. Of our South Bay, where people are listening.
That's high praise, by the way. Thank you for that.
You guys are innovative, and we all, like, I listen to Dan Weinstein's podcast. I haven't listened to the latest one with Jesse on there. It's like in my, you know.
In your queue.
It's in my queue.
Yeah.
But the last one I listened to with Dan, and I think he summed it up nicely. It's like he's taking tidbits of other dads, and you guys are bringing parenting to a new level, and we're all trying to learn. There's no book on how to be a good dad.
No.
There's no
learning
book.
As you go. You talk to your buddies. You're like, hey, are you dealing with this? I'm dealing with this. You know,
I
like
see
Colin
you every
West.
Saturday
on the soccer
Saturdays,
on the pitch, as we say.
On the pitch.
Yeah.
And it's – I'm happy to see you there.
I am too.
And I hate when I'm the loud guy, and I'll apologize to our crowd, our parents.
Well, let me tell you this right now. I'm just going to go right into the something. FOP shout-outs.
Let's do it.
We had a huge response from the meat stick roulette dinner that I went to.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them are here. Amir's not here, but I have Matt Neiman and Todd Eichner. They are like part of the founding fathers, the founding four of the meat stick group. Amir Folagar, Matt Neiman, Todd Eichner, and Steve Jacobson. I got two of them here. I'm still pledging, but Matt Neiman, I'm not pledging no more. Andy Norman's the new pledge.
You go to Manhattan Meats and you ask for the Amir Folagar.
Yeah, exactly.
And they will dial you in.
Wait, so what is
I'm going to give up my seat to the one and only Matt Neiman. FOP, shout out Matt Neiman.
If you just drop Amir's name at Manhattan Meats.
Really? You just get like some sort of meat package.
Oh, no, it's the cut. It's the, I mean.
That's great to know. I didn't know that. Because I look like an Amir.
You go to the friend of the pod, Amir. Yeah, I look like an Amir, too.
You also look like Amir, yeah.
And you go there to Manhattan Meats. And you say you drop Amir's name, you're taken care of. You don't even need to talk anymore.
This is for all the listeners.
This is good to know.
All the friends of the pod.
Cheers.
Cheers. Nice
go to hands. Manhattan
I
Meats.
I switched my hams with a Keystone with Parrish over here.
Actually, I got a Keystone. There you go.
I know. I switched with
so
you.
So we go to Manhattan Meats. We drop Amir's name. We get the Amir package, and away we go.
Drop Amir's name. You don't need to even say anything else.
I love Manhattan Meats, by the way.
You know what? Amir knows cigars. He knows meat.
He does.
He knows trading. the dude's a local legend.
He also knows heavy metal.
He knows a lot of things that he likes to underplay. He likes to play the guy that's like three levels below.
I called him the other day.
But the guy is a 10 out of 10.
He's great.
I called him the other day, 10 o'clock in the morning. I said, what are you doing? I'm playing my guitar. And then all of a sudden you heard heavy metal jam.
Like thrash metal.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, you know this, Parrish. Yeah. You're a rocker, so you get this.
I am a rocker. Thank you for noticing.
Who did he just go see at the...
Probably like fucking Slayer or something.
Yeah. Surprisingly, though, he probably did go see.
So we
Slayer.
Got FOP Matt Neiman on the pod right now.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Good to see you. Nice to meet you, Brooke.
Well, you were my... You were just my friend of the friend. Now you're friend of the pod.
Well, I'm happy I just to be. I'm honored to be
I just
FOP.
Coached our daughters to a
I'm
big 5-1.
Like, what's an FOP? My kid had to explain that to me.
He's friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod.
I'm honored.
Do you know what the internet is, Matt?
This is so cool, by the way, to be up above the beer garden.
Isn't this great?
This is awesome. This is
awesome. We were excited when Craig and Kathleen bought the house. We were like, this is great for us.
They didn't buy it through me, though.
This is perfect.
No, they didn't know you then. Though.
Perfect setup up here.
So we got Matt Neiman. We just came off. You and I coached a big W in soccer, 5-1.
Undefeated.
We're undefeated.
Right?
We're undefeated.
By
we're
way,
a juggernaut, as I said.
Could have easily been 15-1.
Today, yeah, we missed a lot of
team, too, the boy.
Parrish and Jack Shea are the coaches, and I got to give a shout-out to both those guys. I've been coaching. I finally hooked up hung up the coaching after coaching all five of my daughters.
Well, you had so many violations.
25 years, yeah.
Wait,
couple red cards.
Wait, can we rewind to five daughters? Are there boys in that mix, too?
I
got to
tell you, Parrish and Shea are the duo, the dynamic duo of the coaches. They bring out the best in the kids. And that's what it's all about at that age.
It is.
The GU-12, awesome.
You gotta talk to them. So my buddy Brett Johnson, who's out here somewhere, I've coached with him for 3 years. Probably the greatest coach
He's
I've ever known.
He's down there in the beer garden.
And he and I have coached together a bunch. I take a lot of what I learned coaching with Brett, take it this team. And you're just trying to get them to have fun.
Did you ever play soccer growing up?
No.
I love it.
I didn't play anything growing up. You bring
out the best in them. The kids, both my daughters, Harper and Taylor, are on the team this year. It's awesome. Fourth grade, sixth grade. Please? And they get excited about going to the games.
That's
why?
Awesome.
Why? Because of Coach Parrish, Coach Shea. It's awesome.
It's so much fun. The girls.
It's a blast.
There's nothing better when you're coaching.
For my kids.
To just have this thing that you're working on in practice, and then they do it in the game, and you get to go up to them and say, like, that's what we were working on. You just did it.
Is it weird that I get really defeated when I lose?
No,
and
it's
they don't
not
even
at all.
Keep score? No. I went home today, and I felt like I let all the parents down.
And you probably did. A lot of people
are
talking about it.
Are you coaching too, Brooke?
I do coach,
all right.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thanks for doing that.
I've been coaching side by side for the last 3 weeks.
That's awesome.
All right, well, Tommy.
Are we going to wrap it up here?
I think we're going to wrap it up.
Well, look, I don't know where my sheet went, but...
Wait, time out. Let me find it. I got it right here.
Oh, yeah. We're going to give our...
We did the FOPs.
We have some FOP shout-outs.
Let's do it. You want me to read it again?
Jimmy Taylor's been listening to Connecticut, live from Connecticut. He's coming in there every time.
So, Tommy, I want to give FOP shout-out to my nephew. It's his birthday today.
Hey, happy birthday.
18th birthday. He goes to Colorado, Boulder. Love him, Drew. We love you, buddy.
You know, we have our beautiful wives here, Chris. This is an amazing night.
We have our beautiful wives here. It's all good.
We want to just thank everybody that came out, stood in line for an hour to get into our podcast headquarters tonight.
Thank you for your patience.
Thank you. This is, after all, this is where ridiculous becomes reality. We are live.
Live at the Hometown Fair. Tommy.
Bye, sweetheart.
You can find us on Instagram at Daz Night Podcast.
You can email
us, daznightpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah. We have no idea how much of this podcast is going to air, but we gave it a shot, and we're happy.
We got a lot of content, baby.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Where ridiculous becomes reality.
Perfecto. You did it.